So
the total specific heat I've written here is it's got for metals, it's got a contribution from the electrons and a contribution for the phonons as well, because all metals have phonons, and you have these two terms in the specific heat. And typically what's done is that you've got the specific heat is something T plus AT cubed. It's got some form like this at low temperatures. If you divide by temperature, then you get gamma plus AT squared. And then you plot the specific heat as C over T versus T squared. And this is the formula for a straight line like this. If you plot it in terms of T squared, then this will give a straight line, which is what you see here. So here for a specific metal, for potassium, there's a plot of the specific heat made like this, and the points go through a straight line, which tells us that this formula, gamma T plus AT cubed, is a suitable description of the specific heat. And if we take this intercept here, this should give us the value of gamma. And if we, because in this formula, when T equals zero, then the specific heat divided by temperature should be gamma. And then if we look at the slope of this line, it will tell us what the A is, what the phonon part is. So by plotting the data this way, you can read out the linear electronic specific heat and the cubic phonon specific heat.